and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. Well, you know, I usually say for today, but she's on assignment this month. But this is Thursday, so Trish Clark usually shows up. And Trish is on assignment today, too. I'm the only one without the assignment. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 16th of April, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. They're the front lines out there on this COVID-19. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and Ashley has the weather today.
Yes, today is National Eggs Benedict Day, and know that I am here for you always.
Ashley brought me coffee this morning from Naked Coffee. They're open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a local business
coffee
right
essential.
Here. Oh, man. It's good. It's good. She said, what can I bring? And I said, the usual, because I don't have a usual. But I just leave it up to Ashley. So, good job.
Yeah, you're messing with my head. It's like I went back almost a year to figure out what was the last time you ordered coffee from me.
Well, you said the other day, Ashley goes, hey, I'm driving naked for coffee. Yeah, I'm getting naked for coffee, and I'm thinking I don't really need to know this, but she was trying to message me driving through Naked Coffee, which by the
naked
way is
coffee,
a great place. It's open. There's
mm-hmm.
so many great places that are open, and we can still continue to help out there.
Yeah.
You know, if it comes down to that, it's Naked Coffee, our friends over at
Dutch Bros, Black Rose.
Yeah. I don't go to that other place.
Black Rose, it's on my
Black
side
Rose.
Of town.
Okay, but I don't go to that national.
They're not national. Black Rose is
no,
local.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't go to the number four, the green logo. Which we aren't going to mention.
No, it's the the coffee place that shall not be mentioned. Okay, hey, what's the weather?
We are looking at slightly breezier day today than normal, but slightly lower temperatures. So we were in our 80s yesterday, and we're having a high of 79. With a north breeze, which is keeping our overnight lows a little bit warmer. North breeze is 14 to 22 miles per hour. Gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. So if you have some loose stuff in the backyard, maybe just make sure it's safe. But it should get a little less throughout the rest of the week. We are looking at a chance for rain on Sunday night and into Monday.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that has expanded greatly over the years, won an award for hiring veterans, a statewide award for hiring veterans. Yesterday and Tuesday, Chuck Kenny and his gang from Shasta Gas Propane delivered lunch to the VA clinic for a pizza. And we were there to Facebook it out live. It's had 2,800 hits. People, you know, seeing it and viewing it, sharing it with other people. He's getting all types of thank yous from the nurses over there. And he sent me a text. Yeah, he says I haven't had this much interaction with nurses since Vietnam. So. And I thought, wow, that's cool. Anyway, Chuck Kenny and Shasta Gas Propane, big shout out to you. They're doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yesterday, they went to one of the other clinics of the VA, and today a third one. So thank you so much, Chuck Kenny and Shasta Gas Propane. If you want to see what they were doing, just go to our Facebook page. Okay. You know what? Here's a first-time guest. Matt Pontus, who is the new Shasta County administration officer. And, okay, you know, guys, I don't make snap judgments, but he seems like a pretty good guy. You know, I mean, he's been raised in the North State. You can tell. Anyway, good morning and welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, you know what? You came in January.
I did, right at the end there.
Right at the end of January. Yeah, hey, gosh, you know, Reading, it's great. Oh, yeah, we have our problems, but then, and then COVID-19 rolls in. So tell us a little bit about Matt.
Well, a little bit about Matt. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that one of the reasons for coming back up to the North State was to take advantage of our fishing up here. So I spent a lot of time in rivers and lakes chasing the fish around.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So are you primarily a fly fisherman?
I do a little bit of everything. I don't discriminate against all those fish out there. There's enough of them that get away each time that grow bigger when I'm out there.
Well, for me, fish and I practice social distancing. I'm just not a, you know, they stay away from me.
The fish do.
The fish do. I mean, I social distance with fish. Their idea of social distancing is more like, you know, like 100 feet.
Right.
Yeah, around me. So, okay, but you're from this area.
Yeah, I grew up just south of here, out of Willows, up in the hills up there near Stony Ford, and I also spent a little time out of Grass Valley over there, mm-hmm. growing up there, and then we went south for a while, and that started a big tour of agencies down there that I worked for, and got a chance to come back up here to the North State. So that was a good time for me and the family.
Yeah. Hey, how did you get into county government? I mean, usually when you're growing up, you probably don't think, yeah, I'm going to get into county government.
That's right. Usually don't think that.
Yeah, usually
don't
think that.
And that makes it tough for us to recruit folks sometimes. But I'll tell you what, I started out with the Forest Service back in the early 90s, 91, and worked on crews and engines and stuff. Took me up and down the state. Worked out of Markleyville over there near Lake Tahoe. And
fighting fires, huh?
Yep, fighting fire and working on the Sequoia National Forest and, you know, kind of cut my teeth out there, cutting timber and, you know, working on different crews and different fires up and down the state.
You can run the big chainsaws, huh?
Oh, I can, yeah, and I miss that part. I really do. nowadays, it's just, you know, paperwork fires on my desk and not really wildland fire. But I left that and started out down there with Kern County. And spent about 14 years with Kern County, and I got mm-hmm. to do a lot of different things over there. And then eventually decided to take a position over in Santa Barbara there, which was a lot different than Kern County. Kern County is much like us up here in Shasta County.
Yeah. Santa Barbara is quite a different place. I was on the – I know it's hard to believe this, but I was on the Marine Polo team, and you have a big polo fields down in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, there are some down there, just south of town there.
Yeah,
right.
Back then it was really big, and they had a lot of tournaments and stuff, so they invited us up to play.
Right.
Yeah, and then we went up there for a International Day of the Horse, and some of the British royalty came by.
Wow.
Out there.
Wow.
You know, and they brought over some of their military equestrian teams, and we did a tent pegging where you charge down the field with a spear, literally, and you take out a little piece of wood. Oh, yeah, jumping, all those things.
Wow.
But Santa Barbara was, I mean, the people there were really nice.
People are nice, and they definitely love their horses. You know, they've got that Fiesta Parade down there in August, and I think it's one of the largest gatherings of a horse parade across the whole nation down there.
Yeah,
so it's pretty neat to see all the different types.
But it's somewhat of a different economic group, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of different issues in the communities down there, and there are a lot of tension between the different sides of the fence on just about every issue. So, so you learn to be pretty savvy on your feet down there. That's for sure.
Different mindset than you see up here.
That's for sure. Yeah, yeah, it is, and. So it was nice to get back up to Northern California, and I think that I already feel like I already fit in really well up here. I've got a great team down there at the county, and I've got a chance to meet a lot of folks in the community, and just a lot of really good folks up here.
That's great. We're here with Matt Pontus, who is the new county administrative officer, and you'll be called new for the next 15 years.
That's great. As long as the honeymoon lasts that long,
yeah,
as well.
And a little bit about his background and where he came from. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into what he has seen here in Shasta County. The fact is it wasn't easy finding an administrator to come up here. They looked at several, many, before you decided at this point to throw your hat in the ring. So this portion of our show, though, is being brought to us by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Been into business since 1982. Yeah, this is affecting them also. Totally, you know, locally owned, locally operated by Joe Martino. They too, though, are a essential business, and they've changed things a little bit. Their senior shopping hours from 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Public shopping hours are from 7 a.m. To 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And temporary store hours just go to 7 p.m. until further notice. They still have the grab and go. You can just come in and grab a great sandwich or a breakfast burrito or whatever just by coming in. It's already in their case there. Or you can order, and they are offering to do the shopping for you. So say you've got like six or seven things you want. You just call in. You call in your order. You pay over the phone. They'll give you the amount, and they'll call you back when your order's ready. You drive down. They'll put it in your trunk, and you don't have to even get out of the car. This is a great thing because, you know, Joe Martino's always been about health and keeping yourself healthy, and every doctor we have on here says, you know, besides the washing of your hands and the social distancing, but, you know, keep yourself healthy, exercise, sun, and eat healthy. And everything they have there, all their produce is 100% organic. I just went down the other day and did a Orchard Nutrition run. Located in the Cypress Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning, and about 59 degrees right now.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack, he's okay. I sleep all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Redding area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming this live all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yeah, they don't have – you just don't drop in now. But you can call them at 221-0441. If you're asking questions about your finances, your investments, as probably most people have an investment, is probably asking at this point. Like I said, they've been doing this since 1993. They know what they're talking about. And health insurance, which is a big thing, because you get fined by the state if you don't have it. And so talk to Judy. Lost your homeowner's insurance because of the car fires. Judy's been finding insurance for people ever since then. So, give them a call, 221-0441. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Matt Pontes, who is the new county administration officer from Shasta County. We got people on the phone, so just hang on for a minute, and because I want to get into this thing first, Nick. So you came into Shasta County. Most people, you know, when you come in, you've got an entirely fresh way of looking at things. So when you came into Shasta County, and I'm not saying that, you know, you're knocking anybody or anything like that. When you came in, what did you see as some of the biggest challenges that's facing Shasta County when you came in January?
So when I came in January, we weren't talking COVID, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you know, Larry Lees ran a really tight shop down there at the Shasta County. He did a great job for us. You know, he really, and I don't know about if a lot of the locals know, but across the whole state, Larry was known for his prudent fiscal measures that he would take and for his leadership across all the county administrative officers across the state. So he had a great reputation. The agency had a great reputation, and I got up here and plugged in and surely found that to be true. You know, we got a lot of good folks really dedicated to serving the people, and that's what you want to see. You know, that's really important. It's not just a job for our Shasta County workers. They really are trying to serve the community in the best way they can and spend a lot of good time trying to do things new and innovative and, you know, bring in a lot of efficiency to what they do so that we can try and deliver more of those services out there.
So what are we facing here at Shasta County, like probably most organizations, county governments facing across California?
Well, you know, it's hard to remember what we were facing even just 2 months ago with COVID. Seemed to have consumed all of our meetings and all of our worries and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we all kind of looked up and down the state, and we knew a kind of recession was coming. And so, you know, we had done a lot, and you guys had done a lot here in Shasta County over the years prior to kind of brace yourselves for that. And, you know, some of those bigger things that we were working on back then were, you know, our Measure A, you know, we were really trying to set aside and improve our ability to house those folks that are out there breaking the law and to really kind of dive deeper into some of our issues here in Redding. And across the county. And when that didn't pass, it was time to come up with a plan B. So we started working on plan B. And if you've had the sheriff in here and the district attorney, then you understand that, you know, that was a real pivotal point for us, when Measure A didn't pass, to, kind of go back and reframe and try and figure out what we're going to do next.
We're not going to dig up, $70 million out of the budget.
No.
To build a jail, and the money it's going to take to run the jail. So believe it or not, one of the, if there is a bright spot, is that crime's down. And it's probably crimes down because people are home and they can't get their houses broken into and all this. But now they even actually have some space at the jail.
Right.
And then we've been told to turn people loose.
Right.
Sheriff commented on that. It was, he's not happy about that.
No, we're all not happy about that. And you know, when we're told those kind of things from the state, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow for us here locally. We're doing as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And then to have that kind of news come out, that's really difficult for us here.
Finances for the county.
Finances, we're looking strong. You know, like I said, you know, former county administrative officer Larry, he really, you know, did a great job at maintaining a stable organization. And by stable, I mean that, you know, we were able to withstand the recession when the car fire hit. You know, we were able to weather through that and then came together afterward in that and going through the recovery. We're still going through the recovery, you know, still sure. out there building houses and still coming together as a community. And I think that that's one of the unique things here in Shasta County that that certainly makes me happy, and that's that community spirit where everybody's coming together. And I think we're doing that here with COVID as well, and that's kind of carried on from everybody coming together over the car fire and now coming together here locally on COVID.
It's a very generous community, and how people work with each other. We were one of the top, counties in the nation as far as donating money, and helping other people. The unfunded liabilities, what kind of – do we have a everybody – it always comes down to unfunded liabilities. What kind of process are we facing there? I mean, are we – I know the city is has got – a bigger problem than the county because the county handled it differently.
We did. Yeah, Larry was really wise and the board really wise to come together and really start addressing it a little piece at a time. And that's where we will continue to do, trying to chip away at it and put money there. You know, it's really important to have that financial stability here in the county because, you know, what we don't want to do is cut any of the services that are going out to our communities. And to do that, you know, we have to make sure that we're addressing those unfunded liabilities and making sure at the same time that we've got the right resources, right amount of resources focused on delivering those services.
What is our amount of unfunded liabilities? I know it can be counted like 12 different ways.
That's the problem with it, is that it's one of those things that you can count a lot of different ways. But, you know, I think that right now and for the next decade, as long as we continue to be aware of it and chip away at it, I think that everything's going to be all right. I really do.
$60 million, $100 million.
I think we're closer to 38, 40, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
Depends on which way we're running that calc.
Okay. Well, then I have to ask this one.
Shoot.
Okay. Y'all pay into CalPER?
Yes, we do.
Okay. With this downtake in the economy, it appears that probably CalPERS is not going to make that whatever their percentage is, 6.5 or 6.75 or whatever it is. They come then to the cities and the counties. I know for the city it was like over $1 million. I don't know how much it would be for the county. So, you're looking at that, I'm sure.
Well, we sure are. We've got a whole team of folks that are focused on, you know, all these different recessionary kind of influences as we look at, you know, our normal county budget, and we try and forecast out, you know, where are our revenues coming in and what kind of expenses do we have. You know, this year one of the things that's got us worried is that you know, we're putting a lot of cash out there for COVID, and rightly so. This is what we do. You know, the county's responsible for the, you know, the safety of our communities, and of course we need to do everything we can, but we've got a lot of folks burning a lot of midnight oil down there at that emergency operations center, and you know, we are worried about cash flow issues. Obviously, we're in this with all the other counties and with all the other states, and so we've got a lot of partners in it. But you know, we're trying to solve it here locally first, and so we continue to be mindful of all those things, and then try and find innovative ways where, you know, we can keep those businesses open out there, and you know, doing takeout food was a great example earlier of a business that's being able to stay open, and our community kind of rallying around those points and making sure that they get as much business as possible.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you, and welcome to Shasta County, Matt.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
I'm real curious. I've got two questions. The first one's a yes or no. if the sheriff has a budget of, say, $20 million, that's an easy round number, does his unfunded liabilities come out of that $20 million budget?
Yes, sir.
That's what I suspected. Now, you mentioned that our unfunded liabilities was $38 million. Is that for 1 year, or is that year after year? If we paid $38 million, would we be clear on the unfunded pension liabilities?
Well, that's a good question, Nick. And, you know, that's sort of a long calculation and sort of a long answer to that. But I think Carl, the way Carl described it is pretty easy to figure out there. And that's when CalPERS doesn't meet their projection and needs to adjust, you know, by a quarter point or half point. They make those kind of recommendations in order to make up for some losses and keep everything on track for that unfunded liability. And those kind of hits.
Let me interrupt you, please.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, I went to the California Actuary Reports, and I saw where the city of Redding over a period of 30 years would pay pretty close to $500 million to clear its unfunded liabilities. But they were paying on a 20-year payoff where their payments were a little bit more. I went to the Shasta County Actuary CalPERS payoff, and it said, I think it said $488 million over a period of 25 years. And then it had another chart of a period over, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. What payoff schedule are you guys on? Is it a 15, 20, 25-year payoff?
So I think we're under a 20 here in Shasta County, and I continue to, you know, purge old information from another county and try and reload my brain with our new numbers up here. But 20 sounds about right, and I think that we're you know, aggressively chipping away at that. And I think one of the difficulties in that, Nick, is all these other recessionary influences and how much we'll be able to chip away at that over the years to come. But that's a great question.
Yes, pretty much our payoffs to the CalPERS, that comes before our services are paid. We get our services. That's the first thing that's paid in the budget.
You're absolutely right, Nick. We take that right off the top, sir.
Hey, Nick, thanks a lot, and stay distancing.
That's not too hard. I've made a few enemies around town. Thank you.
All right, Nick, thanks. Hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Matt Pontus, who is the county administration officer. Guest says, I like this guy. He's doing a great job.
Yeah,
you know, people you don't even know say these things. Nobody says that about me. This portion of the show is brought to you by River. Well, Ashley does occasionally. River Common Senior Living. You can't go in there to get yourself a personalized tour. But think about this: you don't have to worry about finding toilet paper. You don't have to worry about finding Lysol products or any of these things out there. They're making sure the place is clean and all this. This isn't an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation, if you want it, you don't need to take it, but they have it if you want it. And also, it's a great place, I think of as like the spike out front. You know, you've got all your stuff there, and then you just want to travel. And you come back, you know your stuff's still there. You don't have to worry about it. It's located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, right next to the Veterans VA Clinic. And they are pet friendly. Yeah. Give Brian a call, 238-5981. River Common Senior Living, worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Redding. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 60 degrees, going up to about 79 today. Another beautiful day, a little windy today, so if you're out with your RV, and why are you out with your RV, it could be a problem. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who, of course, is in lockdown because of COVID-19, but all the patients that have caught this virus go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Their front line is there. Of course, there's no elective surgeries, but, you know, things, heart surgeries or emergencies, of course, those are still going on. And when you're thinking about heart surgery, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute, and the fully accredited chest pain center. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and I added courage. Those people are frontliners. Okay, hey, we're here with Matt Pontus, and who is the county administrative officer coming up from Santa Barbara. You know, very similar, yeah. as he's pointed out.
In no way.
We talked about the unfunded liabilities on this. Well, let's get into what's going on right now. And those are good questions from Nick. COVID-19, can you impacts on us?
Right. So, Carl, you know, this is a great opportunity to really talk about, you know, how well the community has done on this. You know, and we mentioned earlier how it came together in Car Fire, and it's still coming together to get folks through the rebuild process and to support each other's neighbors and each other's businesses. And that's what we got to continue doing here with COVID. This really is a community response. We're really all in this together. And, you know, there's so many partners out there, and I couldn't list them all, but, mm-hmm. you know, we've got this unified command out there that we've got, you know, probably almost 100 folks out there from public health and from sheriff and from fire, folks that know how to run emergencies. And they're working, like I said, really hard and in lockstep with the state public health department. And we've got our cities, you know, as liaisons, and they're working with us really well, our schools. This really is all of those agencies coming together, especially the healthcare facilities out there. Our, you know, you mentioned Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're one of our close partners in this, and you know, without everybody working on this together,
Say that Mercy's not.
Mercy's
right
solid,
into this too.
Solid
here, and Mercy has got those tests that. Those our tests,
right.
Shasta Regional is using those and is sending some of the results over, or sending some of their tests over to Mercy. But Mercy's in the fight too.
They certainly are, and you know, we've got a lot of volunteer groups coming out and really helping us. And I know the schools are starting to help us deliver food out there to the folks that can't get out and can't get food.
Youth organizations.
That's right.
Is that great?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
To see them out there and who have a little more time on their hands these days, right? So it's great to see them helping the community out and being part of this whole thing, part of the solution, part of everybody coming together.
The impact, major impact, besides the fact of the the chance of death here,
right.
To me seems it's going to be the financial impact it's going to have on our county.
Yeah, sure is, Carl.
The fact is if this thing goes into June. I don't think it will. We're starting to see things from the governor and the president about certain criteria. Once you meet it, you can start opening up, and hopefully they'll bring that down to the local level because we're different than L.A.
We sure are.
Yeah. But the impact that you can see because the business is being closed, and I mean, that's a lot of money that's not coming in.
It's a lot of money, and it's from a lot of different places. You know, we've got a lot of folks working hard to try and figure out what those numbers are, frankly, so that we can figure out how to help folks. We're really trying to get, you know, Jake Mangus is out there really helping us from the Chamber of Commerce with those businesses, really coming out there with anything that we can do to help them. But like you say, you know, it's a financial puzzle to figure out. But it's also, you know, it's us. It's here in the community. And so we want to make sure that the financial side kind of takes a back burner, and we're really trying to get folks out there, those businesses that need the help, aligned with the right kind of funding streams and pockets of money the state and feds have put out there. And then for us, you know, how are we going to go ahead and move forward? You know, if this thing does last a little bit longer, and we have to plan for the fact that it might.
Yeah. I mean, I think Newsom said May 15th.
There's a lot of dates out there, but I think, like you said, he's really focused. Some of those dates and some of those models are really coming from those more urban areas. And up here in Shasta County, we're doing a really good job. Everybody's doing a great job at social distancing there. And I think that if we continue to do that, we'll continue to see those numbers in the low digits.
Well, we just got an update from the COVID-19 incident, you know, from our task team out there. No confirmed cases yesterday, 25 in the whole county. We've got there's five counties that have none. Trinity, Modoc, Lassen, Sierra, and Mariposa have no cases.
Right.
So, again, we're up here in this northern region where people move up here to socially distance themselves anyway.
That's right.
This is not new.
That's going to play to our advantage, I think, on this
right.
one.
Right. So are we looking like 25% less? I mean, I'm sure you've got your own models. What if it's 25% less? What do we do? Is this something that the feds... We can go to the federal government like I do for the PPP.
Right.
Except it.
Right.
So whatever you call yours.
Right. No, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, we really are all working on it together, and all the counties are trying to figure out those numbers for themselves. And we know that on a typical disaster, you know, we would declare it here locally like we did,
mm-hmm.
and then the state would declare it if they met those kind of thresholds, and then the federal government would declare it. In this case, everything lined up and everybody declared. But the problem in that is that everybody declared, and you know, so we can't count our funding to come back quickly on that. If the whole country is declaring emergencies, you know, that makes it really tough to get reimbursed on those things. So,
and I think we as the as business owners are seeing that when it comes to the PPP.
Yeah.
I will say is that $1,200 hit my account yesterday, for myself and Linda's, actually came to us. And people are claiming it's because my name starts with a B. And if your name starts with a W, you may have to wait a while. But that happened. But the everything else, I have, you know, the good stories about PPP and others that are just going through torture
right,
on this
right.
thing, which should be kind of like an automatic.
Yeah,
you know?
I would think so. And that's one of the things we're making sure that it's hot on our list, is to make sure that our first responders out there have that equipment and that we have enough test kits. We have all the parts of those test kits up here, and you know, and we're in tough competition against the whole rest of the country on those supplies. So we're trying to keep those supply chains moving and get our folks what they need to do their job.
Okay. We're here with Matt Pontus, who is our county administration officer. Took over end of January. Had all of February to get his, you know, get in there, and then in March you didn't bring that with you, did you?
Oh, no, not this one.
I bring in my old bundle, but it wasn't the COVID-19. Okay,
right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this business over 16 years ago. As you can imagine, the workload has increased a lot because people are staying home. And they can't get to the do the care that they did before. Well, Sharon's picking up that. If you need help, whether it's a day, 1 day a week, 2 hours a day, call Home Helpers. If it's 24 hours a day, call Home Helpers. She's set up for this. She is taking new employees in and training them as fast as she can. Of course, all of the people that she hires and trains have had all the background investigations that you could possibly imagine. If I had to have my parents taken care of, it would be Home Helpers that I would call first. Sharon Clark's just a good person. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Matt Pontus, 60 degrees, going up to 79 today, 7:46 in the morning.
I'm quarantined, but someone stops spreading COVID-19. Might get some disease in northern London, the bunch of... Doesn't go outside that much. When he does, you can bet that he's always...
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-860.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When it's gone, when COVID's gone, I sure won't miss it when it's gone. I guess we're stuck here for a while.
I will not miss COVID-19 when it's gone. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Trish Clark, who's usually my Thursday guest, is sheltering in place, and I know she's listening. So, hi, Trish. 605-4567 is our phone number. In the next hour, Stephanie Bridget comes in, the DA, and we can talk about fighting, trying to keep criminals in jail that the governor tells us to turn loose. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not open. It's not open. But it is the only place to get a haircut in town. It's down in, off of Athens Avenue. They work on appointments, 244-9478, man's last stronghold. Man, I am jonesing for a trip to Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Matt Pontus, who is a county administration officer who managed to show up just right before this thing started. And as you can imagine, is facing 1,000 things a day. But every county's going through this. Is that right, Matt?
That's right, Carl. You know the I guess if there's any comfort or silver lining in this is that everybody across all of the state of California, all the jurisdictions, all the counties, all the cities are all really coming together on this. And, you know, I know that each of our professions down there at the county is coordinated with their peers across the state. Our sheriff is in calls all the time with those other sheriffs to try to feel out what's going on. I participate in county administrative officer calls weekly, and we all kind of share information. And what do you see here? What are the trends? What's going on? How are those federal medical stations going, mm-hmm. You know, how are your modeling going? And so each of those professions is reaching out to those other ones. And it really is a information sharing. And I got to be honest, I'm stealing and taking a lot of other people's great ideas. Well,
you're talking to your counterparts.
That's right.
All the time, because somebody may have an idea.
That's right. And we're running with those ideas. There's some great ideas up and down the state.
I can imagine the differences though. When you're talking to somebody from San Diego, the problems they're facing are, you know, and you look up here and thinking, we're not having that problem of social distancing. You know, we're different up here.
That's right.
But this is something we've faced since I've lived here, and it's been going on forever, that we live differently.
And
totally differently, yet they're still going by this one size fits all.
Right. And that's tricky because, you know, the messages that are coming out of, you know, sometimes the governor's office or the federal messages are different for us here. You know, we are different. We do stock up on our supplies when we go to town, or we do pull together a little more as a community than some of those other urban areas.
So. What are you telling your people here? I mean, are you looking at, okay, if we take a 25% cut, I don't know if that's a good number, but I would start with that one, 25% cut. When the money, you know, for the money coming in, what do you tell your people that how to get leaner? How do you make cuts? You know, do you prioritize which organization, which department is obviously more equal than the others?
Right, that's a good question, Carl. You know, one of the things that that last recession back in 08, 09 did for us is really help us better understand our operations. And I'll tell you, you know, organizations like Shasta County got really, really lean back during that recession. And we really didn't add staff back in those departments after that. You know, we ended up holding steady and holding our own here. And so when you start talking about other numbers like that, it really comes a prioritization. And you start with your mandatory services, those that we absolutely have to do. And we work with our departments and our board to try and figure out how we're going to.
Well, most of the money that comes to the county anyway is already spent.
That's right. I mean, most of it's specifically.
How much is can you use?
So our numbers here are a little bit different. You know, there's the state and federal money that's passed through that comes down,
right,
and then
right.
we've got the other little bit of discretionary money that
right.
the board has. And
but a percentage, 17%?
Oh, it's less than that.
Less than that.
Yeah.
So all the money that flows through the coffers here is already spent.
A lot of it is. Yeah, we have a little flexibility and stuff, but boy. You know, this county is put about 84% of that into public safety, and that's where we want to stay, at least that much. And so you just don't see a whole lot of other things. You know, we need to add positions to the sheriff's office, the district attorney's office, to the public defender. We need to keep those parts of our machine moving and moving freely. And that's going to be difficult during a recession if we've got to hunker down and like all the other businesses that have been hurting through this, we'll find our way through it and we'll do so together. And I think that. I think as we move through this, we'll be able to identify some things that maybe we'll do a little bit less of, and some things we'll be able to do a little more of.
Well, I'm going to give you like 3 minutes on this one. So what would you like to see? What would you like to accomplish here in forgetting the COVID-19? I know you can't.
I'd really love to forget about the COVID-19.
It's just that, you know, you rolled in here. What would be in your six-month things that you'd like to accomplish here? I know a lot of times a good leader will just sit back. Not do anything until he really learns about it, and you're still in that process. But what are some of the things you'd like to accomplish while you're here?
Thanks, Carl. That's a good question. You know, I think first and foremost, it's listening. I'm still in that listening phase, listening to the community, listening to our other leaders across the area. You know, we have so many different groups that all kind of come together over issues. I'm still in that listening phase and hearing what the real vibe of the community is and in our outlying areas. And down here in downtown Reading and trying to see what we can do to partner with everybody else and really make a difference. You know, there's so much activity going on downtown here, and there's so much, so many neat things, in our outlying areas that we're starting to look at and starting to do. So for me, you know, I think, you know, if it's absent the COVID word, you know, it really is getting a better understanding of the communities that we're serving and where we have gaps, where we can improve those services out there. And sometimes maybe we won't be able to do it on our own, but if we partner with the right folks, hopefully we can get everybody what they need.
Board of Supervisors, we haven't been hearing a lot from the Board of Supervisors during this thing. Joe Comente, yeah, but gosh, you know, I have comments in here we haven't heard from others, you know, Leonard or Steve. And Steve's running for office.
Well, I can tell you they've been very vocal with me. We talk to them all the time, and, boy, they really are out there. And I know that right now we're really trying to get them to social distance and to kind of manage, you know, and set the example through the community that we really do take this serious. And I know they're on top of their issues. I hear from them every day. And what's interesting is that, you know, that is a feeder to us on how we're doing with COVID and other things. You know, they get a lot of things, comments from the community. They let me know. We adjust, talk to those departments, and then they redeliver those services back out there.
So. Well, tomorrow, Danelle Ewart's going to be on with us. I'm trying to get the guy or the woman, whoever heads up the task force on this. I'd like to have them on, too.
That's great.
Adam McElvain, Stephanie Bridget's going to follow you. She's out there right now. Because this is going to take a group effort, and I appreciate taking the time here because I know that you're in that your learning phase is also under the COVID-19 phase. So
yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on here, Carl. I really appreciate it. And you know, that's a great message for the community. It's not just that we have a unified stood up. It's the fact that we've got all of our departments across the board working on this together.
Okay. Matt Pontus, who is our county administrative officer, and came on at a an opportune time. I mean, this is a time to really sparkle out there. We're giving you that opportunity. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break for the news, and then Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget will be joining us.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Mum's the word from President Trump regarding reports that the coronavirus was born in a Chinese laboratory.
Multiple news organizations cite sources that the virus came from a Wuhan, China lab. The president said he's aware of the reports.
We are doing a very thorough examination of this horrible situation.
He also refused to say what has been said in his phone calls with the Chinese president.
I don't want to discuss what I talked to him about the laboratory. I just don't want to discuss it. It's inappropriate right now.
The Washington Post reports that U.S. officials warned about inadequate lab safety in Wuhan 2 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The wave of layoffs unleashed by the pandemic continued last week, with 5.2 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The government is closing in on the $349 billion lending limit of its Paycheck Protection Program, funneling relief money to small businesses. A Trump administration request for another $250 billion is stalled on Capitol Hill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blasted Democrats for demanding concessions in order to refund the program, arguing that it was a bipartisan component of the $2.2 trillion CARES Act. The GOP leaders warned that the Small Business Administration will have to stop accepting applications for the Paycheck Protection Program, providing forgivable loans to employers who keep workers on payroll. The SBA reported that as of 9 p.m. Wednesday, there have been over 1.5 million applications approved, totaling $324 billion, leaving only $25 billion left in its account.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. Later today, we'll get a look at President Trump's new guidelines for states on reopening the country. Wall Street stocks are mixed this hour. Right now, the Dow is down about 91 points, while the NASDAQ is 105 points higher. The S&P 500 index currently up 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, a reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Bangladesh Coast Guard reports the rescue of roughly 400 starving Rohingya Muslim refugees who had been adrift at sea for almost 2 months. More than two dozen people died on the boat trying to reach Malaysia.
People who've been in intermittent contact with the boat say it made the long journey across the Andaman Sea twice over the past month in an attempt to land around 400 Rohingyas in Malaysia. They ran out of food and were unable to buy more from fishermen, as they usually do, because of the strict lockdown in place in Malaysia to deal with COVID-19 infections. The Bangladesh Coast Guard believes more than 20 people died on board. Rohingyas are the world's largest stateless group, subject to persecution in Myanmar, which refuses to recognize them as citizens, and confinement to overcrowded refugee camps when they flee over the border to Bangladesh.
And that's BBC correspondent Jonathan Head reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. Yet another setback for a high-profile pipeline project.
A U.S. judge has canceled a key permit for the Keystone XL oil pipeline that's expected to stretch from Canada to Nebraska. The ruling Wednesday marks another setback for the disputed project that got underway less than 2 weeks ago following years of delays. The judge says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers failed to adequately consider the pipeline's effect on endangered species. Attorneys say the ruling won't shut down work that started at the U.S.-Canada border crossing in Montana. A pipeline sponsored TC Energy will need the permit for future construction along hundreds of rivers and streams along Keystone's 1,200-mile route. Keith Peters reporting.
Home building in the U.S. collapsed in March as the coronavirus spread. Housing starts tumbled 22.3% from a month earlier, according to the Commerce Department. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 84 points, NASDAQ up 101. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's the 16th of April. You know, yesterday, the day formerly known as Tax Day, I still haven't put in my taxes. Yeah, I still don't think I've put them in. And I don't have to. I don't know why, because I'm getting money back. 8:05 in the morning. This is my quarantine superpower. I'm not going to pay my taxes on April 15th, but you're getting money back. Yeah, it's not the smartest thing. But the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, I'm getting a little stir-crazy. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage, our first responders out there. The weather is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, we are looking at a high of 79 degrees today, so slightly cooler than yesterday, but a nice healthy breeze. We'll have a northeast wind from 17 to 22 miles per hour with gusts as high as almost 30 miles per hour. So if you have anything that might fly around, just make sure you bring it inside and tack it down. But we're looking at clear tonight, and we're getting slightly more clouds throughout the weekend until a chance of rain Sunday night into Monday.
Ooh, okay. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, and they just fed the VA, the clinic, Tuesday, yesterday, and today. The three different branches of the Veterans Clinic, Shasta Gas Propane did, and you can reach them at 365-3793. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, our Shasta County DA. And I'd like to report an assault.
Well, good morning. So what's this report?
Well, you know, Elk Killer, you know, my dog, there's been a bluebird following my dog around, targeting my dog. And yesterday, attacked. Came down, bounced off the back of her, and you've never seen a dog do a backflip and switch sides like that, and her hackles all went up. And she's looking around. Then she looks at me like I threw something at her. Mm. But it must be a nesting season out there.
Maybe your dog got close to her nest or
maybe
something.
Maybe
she
thought she wasn't social distancing enough.
Sounds like the bird wasn't social distancing.
I swear the bird sits there and watches the dog. You know, it is the funniest thing.
The bird's getting bored.
As we all are. I'm telling bluebird stories here. Hey, Stephanie, wow. Wow. Last time you were on, not like this.
No, it's definitely gotten a lot different since then.
Let's just start with the big one. Turning these people loose.
Right.
The governor thought this was, or his advisors thinks this is a great idea to not only turn people loose, but we can't send them to prison.
Right.
And we can't take in people.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. We've got people, several since this has come down that we've sentenced to state prison, and they should be off at state prison serving their sentence, and they're still sitting here locally. So not only do we have to keep those, but then the state prison system is then releasing people back into our community from their institutions. We have a case where a person was convicted by a jury in 2013. He got 35 years of prison, and he's getting released right now.
I mean, that's not like a chicken dinner over the
weekend.
Right. That's 35 years. What did he do?
It was a, you know, like drugs and guns type case, but he's getting out and
coming home.
I mean, it's it's just crazy that we have people who have these sentences. And it's a combination of Prop 57 on top of what the governor's doing right now.
Yeah.
That's allowing this person to get out, you know, 7 years into a 30-plus year sentence.
Well, he met the criteria, but now, how did they get him home? Did they put him on a bus?
Right.
They do. Okay. So he gets off the bus here. He's been in prison for 7 years. It doesn't necessarily mean he has family here or that he has ties or has a job waiting for him.
Right.
Does he then get into the probation center or parole center or whatever?
Right. So most people coming out of state prison are going to go after all the changes in the law, to our probation department. And they're going to be the ones that get the brunt of some of these people having to oversee them and add to their caseload. There's very few people now coming out of state prison who are going to be overseen by parole. Parole does still do a lot, but not in comparison to how it used to be. They've really split up the categories on how that's handled. And it's really unfortunate because our probation department already has a heavy load, and then you put this on top of that. So it's not a good recipe. And then you add on top of that now the zero bail for most misdemeanors and several felonies. Now we're having to release people out of our local jail.
Well, that was the question somebody came in. I'm more concerned with the zero bail,
right,
causing thugs to believe that there's no limit to their ability to steal from us.
Well, and that's exactly the case, because then they become empowered, emboldened. It doesn't matter. They can commit these thefts. They can sell drugs. They can do all these types of things, and then they're – What's the remedy, really? I mean, we were already getting to that point in a big way because of all the changes in the law.
Sure.
And not being able to send those people to state prison because they just weren't state prison eligible. But now we're adding on top of that zero bail. This means we can't even get them to the courtroom in order to even start the process and let the victims be heard. And that's a big part of why this zero bail is not right. And because it is violating constitutional rights of our victims up and down the state by something that they didn't have a say in.
And there's an initiative,
right?
An initiative going in November that wants to make this statewide forever.
Statewide zero, forever for and for all crimes.
For all crimes. Yeah. Can you imagine if all crimes? Or is there somebody that's going to sit there like, okay, this guy just beat the hell out of his wife.
So there would be a new system in place for assessment of them right after they're arrested to find out if they are, you know, a serious risk, which some of, like, if you kill someone, you're probably going to be that serious risk and you're going to be kept in. But still, it's not going to be a situation where we have a bail schedule on that. But most people is going to have that zero bail situation. And it's going to be a completely new system up and down the state of California. And this is really – and people should watch this, because what's happening right now, because this is the small scale of what is going to be voted on in November, that's going to be on a very large scale.
And the way they're going to couch this thing is, why should rich people – here we go again. It's going to be class warfare. It's exactly that.
Right.
Why should rich people be able to get bail and the poor working man – have to stay in jail and not get bail because you can't afford this? That's the way it's going to be couched. It's already been couched like that.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
And it's, but what people, you know, you've got to get past the sea otters here. That's why I call them sea otters, because they lay on their back. They're cute. You know, we got to protect them. You got to get past the sea otter mentality and see that what it means is that people can come in that have done things like stolen from you, cheated you, defrauded you, stole your car. Zero bail.
Right.
Which means they walk.
Yeah.
And we think we've got a hard failure to appear now.
Right. They're going to just continue going right back to those businesses, continue stealing your vehicles, all of those. I mean, it's hard to say we're not going to see increase in crimes. And there's been other states on the East Coast who have tried zero bail. And you can read all kinds of articles about the problems that has occurred, has caused in those communities. It's just, it's not a good thing. It's not protecting our community. And we're seeing that on a small level right now. Thankfully, we did argue to keep some of them in custody that we were able to present arguments on, and we were successful on keeping some of them in custody.
Let's talk about that because we've got to take a break.
Okay.
What it took to keep these – I know they came out with, what, 39 that we were supposed to turn loose, 40 – and then
the initial list had 44. It ultimately ended up having about 47 on it, uh-huh. And then we worked last week to.
I want to hear how you approached that and sure. How you were able to get that number down. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, an essential business. They're out there. 80 degrees, 79 degrees, 114 degrees. Is your air conditioning system working? Maybe this is a great time to call Alliance Heating and Air. Have them come out, take a look at your system, make sure it's ready for the summer, change your filters, make sure that thermostat is working. Totally professional people working at Alliance Heating and Air. You probably won't even, they'll come in and knock on your door on time. Not between the hours of 12 and 3. They'll be there sometime. No, if they say they're going to be there at noon, guess what? Stand at the door because there they are. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We have used them for, 8-9 years and never, ever, ever, ever had a problem or a complaint. 8:15 in the morning, 60 degrees out there here on the 16th of April. We'll be right back with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking how I'd ever live without the world outside. But then I spent so many nights stuffing crisp and neck and wine. I know it's time to say we're gonna be just fine. And so we're here, stuck in this room. I don't know when we're getting.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown. But what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Redding area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings, go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at DesignTimeAndTile.com or call 241-8
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Because you know we're all about those hands, just wash them. We're all about those hands.
Welcome back to V5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, today the 16th, 8:20 in the morning, 60 degrees out there, going up to 80 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank seems to be taking the lead in helping customers there. They have, I've heard nothing but good stories about the PPP that people are going through right now, the Payroll Protection Program. And Cornerstone Community Bank seems to have broken the code on it. And we're having the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, Jeff Fink, on Monday morning at 8 o'clock to talk about what are banks facing during this time period. You can imagine it's crazy out there. Two branches, 1845 California Street, down the block from Jack's. And out there at Rayleigh's, at the old Rayleigh Shopping Center on Hartnell, 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're helping people. They're moving dreams forward. I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we talked about how we were told to turn loose 44 people, and we ended up turning loose 13 people. How did you? What was the? How did you fight to keep to get it down to 13?
Okay, so the way it worked is that we've got the emergency bail order that set a new emergency bail schedule here in Shasta County. That was worked on primarily by the courts. However, they did solicit input from myself and the public defender and the conflict defense bar. And then that ultimately came out on how that needs to be in compliance with the Chief Justice's order. Based on that, it was given to the jail, who then used that bail to go through their population and find out who now is going to apply for zero bail, or who it appears would be eligible for that. That created that list of 44 people. We then had several attorneys in my office. We broke up that list, and they worked pretty much 2 days straight, all day into the night, researching every single one, looking at their, pulling up their cases, looking at their history, doing everything they can to find out whether they do in fact meet the zero bail requirements. We found a lot of them that didn't. And there was about 26 of them that right out of the bat, we could say there are legal arguments or reasons why they don't fit that zero bail. So technically, they almost shouldn't have been on the list because they don't apply because mm-hmm. there is some other legal reason within the emergency order. So we submitted that to the court that agreed mm-hmm. that those 26 could be ones that maybe the defense will bring arguments on, but right now we're going to agree that we can take them on
local
the list.
Court.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, our local court. Okay. There were five of them that we didn't fit those legal mm-hmm. reasons, but we had very, very strong public safety and victim arguments that even though they are should get zero bail under that mm-hmm. bail schedule, if you just look at the numbers, we felt that we wanted to make more constitutional arguments and public safety arguments. So mm-hmm. we objected to those, got those put on calendar so that we could argue those.
Good. And they're still in jail.
And then the defense attorneys, there was three more that were brought up by them that they wanted out as well that got added to that list. So we ultimately argued eight of those. Well, actually seven. One ended up being released ahead of time for different reasons based on the way that case went through the process. And then 13 of them just came down to they fit what the state was ordering us that had to be released.
What were some of the crimes they committed of this group?
Under what? Which list? Under the release list?
Yeah, on that 13 that you released, what were the crimes that they were in jail for?
I mean, that would be like drug crimes, some theft crimes, mm-hmm. you know, the stuff that's on the emergency order,
yeah.
which had, you know, those crimes that are.
But they've been serious enough, considering that we don't we don't take a lot of people into the jail.
Right.
But these were serious enough to make room for them at the jail.
Yeah. I mean, there were people that were in there on cases that were significant enough that they needed to stay in custody and were being held in custody. And now they've been released. It's not something that the sheriff obviously didn't want to do it. My office didn't want to be in the position to have them released. But it was an order by the Chief Justice of the state of California. So that is what happened.
It's amazing what they can come up with. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning. Do you have a question for our county DA?
Yes, I do. I got.
Can you speak up a little bit?
All these people are being released. So if a citizen catches a bandit breaking into your vehicle or your building, what can a citizen do to defend their property? Can a person use a weapon? If so, what? A firearm, a baseball bat, a golf club, or a hammer? So anyhow, that's my question.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Okay. Well, people do have a right of self-defense. Now, that is something I wouldn't be able to sit here and tell you exactly what you could use or anything like that, because that would be me kind of giving legal advice and telling people how to avail themselves of that. And we're not in the process of doing that. But we do take people's right to self-defense seriously, and we are going to analyze every case based on its facts. But generally, you can know that you shouldn't be taking a gun or something like that to someone who's just impacting your property. If they're going to be they're going to attack you personally, your family, someone like that, so that you feel like there's an imminent risk of death or great bodily injury, those are going to be the situations that we're going to look at factually, every single one individually, with people having their right to self-defense. But using physical harm against someone who's affecting your property, that's going to usually be a different situation.
And in our CCW classes, we say, you know, somebody stealing your $5,000 bicycle.
Right.
Is it worth shooting somebody over? And because they're not going to look at it like that.
Right. We look at it if they're going after you personally, your family member, another human being, that's different. Yeah. But when they're after your property, you got to be very careful.
Because they've got to be an aggressor coming at you.
Absolutely.
One of the questions was, and I believe it means when they let them out of prison, they give them a bus ticket and they release them back to here. If we put them in prison for 35 years and they get sent back, you know, they're released under this. Yes, they do come back to Shasta County.
They do.
A bus ticket.
Yeah, they go back to the county that they last committed their crime. Okay. There are some exceptions to that when they make requests to go into other areas because maybe they do have family and a job lined up, but that's not going to be what's typically done.
Scams. I've got your press release on different things that are happening, and we read that on a regular basis, but scams hitting Shasta County.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are definitely starting to see we've been getting let's do price gouging first because that's kind of where my mind went. It's a type of scam.
I was going to get to that tonight.
Okay.
Because I figured that was going to be I can't wait to hear this. So we're getting that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I see that as a type of scam too. You're scamming the community with what you're charging for stuff. So we've been getting those complaints since day one of this, and we're investigating every single one of them, and they've gotten worse, and we do have some that appear to be pretty egregious that we're working on, and I just want the community to know that we are taking price gouging very, very seriously. This is not a time where anyone in our community should be jacking up their prices really high and trying to take advantage of people who are scared, people who are out there just trying to get by and protect themselves and their family. That if you're a business that's going to participate in that, we're hearing about it and we're doing stuff about it, and we are going to prosecute those cases.
Are we going to be prosecuting some cases? Does it look like?
It's looking like we might be at that point with a couple. But we try to do everything we possibly can to get them to not do that.
You warn them, right?
Before we get to that point where we're going to say, you know what, this is just so egregious and you're not complying, that we're going to prosecute.
Even after getting warned, they still do it.
So, yeah. And we've been working on that for a while now, but we're kind of at that
point. I know
you take
these things like looting and price gouging really seriously,
right?
Because it's, you know, when you think price gouging, I know a big business here has, you know, they've got a big supply line. And one of their suppliers came up with a 500% increase in stuff.
Right.
500%.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, luckily we have other, you know, suppliers that do this, but, and we'll keep this in mind, in the future. But,
yeah.
So we've got our local people. Is it, you know, are we talking like the old mask and everything, or, is it other stuff?
It's the things that are in short supply.
I mean,
that's what all the complaints have been coming in for. It's what's in short supply. It's toilet paper. It's hand sanitizer. It's masks. It's all of those things that we're seeing across the community. And to a certain extent, you know, some of that stuff's hard to get, and the prices may be a tiny bit higher right now, and that's understandable, but they still have to be within the law of what can be increased. And the ones that are going to, you know, triple those prices and just try to actually take advantage of people, that's a different story.
It is.
So, and that's not okay. And we're going to make sure that they don't do that.
And so what do you charge people with or businesses with on something like that?
So there's two different options. There's penal code violation that can be charged. So it'd be a misdemeanor crime. They can have up to a $10,000 fine, up to a year in jail. So we can charge those business owners with misdemeanor violations, bring them in. They could have custody time, all of that.
Get their photos taken.
But also the district attorney has the power under the Business and Professions Code to file civil actions against them as well and hit them monetarily with we could charge them up to $2,500 for every single transaction that was price gouging. So it's pretty serious, and we could go after both ways, both criminally and civilly.
Well, I hope it's worth it for you people out there that are doing it, because DA, our district attorney, Bridget, is very serious about this, and I wish you could see her face right now, because, well, it's smiling out, but I wish you could see her face when she's talking about this, that we have our own community members. It's one thing to be screwed by the government. Okay, it's another thing to be taken advantage of by your local businesses.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they're local businesses or if they're a part of a chain or whatever. But still, and I'm really glad that you are pursuing that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Not considered an essential business except by Linda and Trish, but. They are closed, but I want you to remember them. That's why we're talking about people whose businesses are closed. To remember that they're local, that when this thing's over, that you need to get back down there, in this case, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and I'm running down there. I've already sent an email saying I need help here. I need some baubles. Anybody that's locked in with me for this length of time deserves something. So, Rebecca is the one to help you. 4 Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, 8:32 in the morning here, and 60 degrees, sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's the about 60 degrees out there and going up to 80 today. It's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow, Saturday. You know, it's going to start cooling down by Saturday, get down to 71 there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And they give discounts for seniors and veterans. And they are feeding our VA clinics Tuesday. They did it Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. All three branches of the veterans clinic here in town. So big shout out to Chuck and Judy Kinney for that. We're here with our Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, and Ron. Ron's called back. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You know, I've got something else to say. It takes the sheriff about an hour and 45 minutes to respond in the outlying areas. And other people I've talked to have had problems, and they're tired of being victims. You know, someday somebody is going to snap, and a law-abiding citizen is going to go out, and they're going to take care of business just like a Navy SEAL. And I don't know what you guys are going to do about it, but I've had trouble with the police department helping me with some problems. I've lost between $10,000 and $15,000 worth of stuff. I even lost a vehicle, and I called 911, and the sheriff told, or the 911 operator told me I couldn't. That was not their problem. So they passed me over to the California Highway Patrol, the good old boys in the black and white cars with a six-pointed star on their face. Anyhow, they told me when I reported, why doesn't my brother report it? Because it was his trailer, and he was in a rest home. I couldn't report it. So unless I was power of attorney, which I did not have, and if I could have just told them about the trailer and I could have described it, they could have done something, but they wouldn't even help me. So, and I and a lot of other people are pretty disappointed in the service that we get from our law enforcement. I've just lost respect. I've lost faith in whatever's going on. And that's just about all I've got to say. So at least you know that people are pretty irritated with what's going on. And like I said, somebody, one of these days, is going to snap, and they're going to take care of business just like a Navy SEAL, and you're going to find a bloody mess or a dead body. And then I don't know what you're going to do about it. I guess the legal, law-abiding citizen is going to have to go to prison for the rest of his life. So anyhow, that's about all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay, Ron. It is a problem. We've been facing this problem, though, for what he's facing is for years. I mean,
yeah.
People are losing thousands of dollars.
And I know people, they're frustrated. Like, he's expressing...
Honestly frustrated.
He's frustrated. And, you know, we are frustrated, too. The people who are in law enforcement are frustrated with the ability to not have those resources we need in order to have a response time that's reasonable. In order to have enough deputies to respond to everything, to have enough officers to respond to everything, to have enough prosecutors to efficiently and quickly handle those cases. And this was the exact pitch that we were making when we were all talking about how Measure A would change our community for the better. So I agree. People are frustrated, and the people in the system are frustrated with the exact same thing.
But we haven't seen, you know, Ron's given the worst case.
Sure.
I know that there have been a variety of cases where people have defended themselves. I almost say many, but I know of at least 8 in the last few years
right. That
have come up in front of you.
Right.
And in no case did you ever decide that charges should be brought against the person.
That's correct. The citizen shootings that I've reviewed and my tenure as DA have all been cleared of any wrongdoing.
Now, but let's make it real clear, though, that the person shooting was under attack and felt
imminent threat of their life.
Of their lives,
right.
On something like this. And you know what? My heart goes out to Ron and right. People like that. That, you know, they've got business, that they work hard. And it just seems like the, you know, not the local guys, because we know you all, we know how much you care.
Right.
But when you get questions like that, it's because the government in California said, these are questions you have to ask. You know, are you the owner of it? You know, and there's not that caveat underneath it that says common sense.
Right. Right. They're we're not the ones that write it and make those common sense decisions.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We do. We follow the letter of the law that's given to us. A lot of times from our state elected officials, legislature, and the voters, a lot of this has come down from voters as well, but not necessarily the representation of Shasta County.
We can't forget that Proposition 47 and 57, which is just horrible,
right. Was
voted on by the people of California.
Right.
Not the people up here in Northern California. We were probably, and we were adamantly against it. But the people of Southern California foisted this on us.
Right. Southern and Central, San Francisco, all those areas. Yeah.
So now, you know, we're reaping the benefits of that, and,
right.
Or the whirlwind. I think everybody is.
And, right.
And now we're turning people loose. And now there's another initiative, my friends. It's going to zero bail. We're going to have Holly Hoekstra in here from Holly's Bail Bonds. And she was on before when this thing first came up. And about just the damage this is going to do to our legal system.
Yeah.
And to you, Ron, the victim.
Absolutely.
And anybody.
Yeah, I mean, like I kind of briefly talked about, is, and it's part of why this is now going before the voters, is because initially the zero bail was passed through the legislative process. However, you know, enough signatures were passed to get it on the ballot, which I think is appropriate because if it goes through, it is affecting people's constitutional rights.
Yeah.
And that's constitutional rights, particularly of victims, because victims have the right to be heard, to be reasonably protected by their offender, and to be heard on the issue of bail, to have their safety be taken into consideration on the issue of bail. There's all kinds of reasons in there that a zero bail does not do any of those things.
Well,
it exactly goes against those constitutional rights of victims.
Do you see a lawsuit? There should be a lawsuit saying you're taking away my rights under the Constitution to be safe.
Yeah, and I've already talked to every week, couple times a week, we're talking to all the elected DAs up and down the state, are talking about what we're seeing, what's going on, how are we dealing with all this, and there was someone who was rearrested within 10 or 11 hours committing another crime. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And we're seeing that, you know, across the nation really right now.
Well, right now, if there's any little bright spot in this COVID-19 is the crime's dropped. I think the chief has said it was
reported
like,
crime.
Reported crime has dropped like 34%. But then a lot of it has to do with your home. There's less places to break into.
Yeah, but how can
businesses, though.
Right, but how can we balance that against the what is inevitably increased crime against children, both physical and sexual abuse, against domestic violence, women and even men in the home with their abusers, and not having those outlets to report it.
It just, you know, it just seems like people don't have a job. That means they're not making money. They're home. They don't have a place to go to. I mean, they could go outside and walk around and all that.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of pressure there. Are you seeing more calls? Or are you seeing more calls on this?
We're not seeing more calls on this, and that's what's kind of scary, because seeing a drop in it doesn't mean there's a drop in what's happening. It just means those victims aren't having a chance to be protected. They're not having a chance to have someone come in and help them. And, you know, the other thing with the zero bail is right now crimes like child abuse and endangerment and trafficking of heroin and methamphetamine and dependent adult and both elder adult and abuse of a dependent adult, all of those are still qualify for zero bail.
Wow.
And that is just sad. That's sad that those were included, and it's really going to rob our law enforcement the ability to arrest and hold those people who have committed those types of crimes. So, you know, there's going to be a huge impact. I feel that once this is kind of over, and I don't know what that's going to look like, but when there's a chance for these children to come out of their homes, these partners to come out of their homes, and we're going to see probably a spike or an uptick in these crimes being committed, and hearing historically what happened during this time period.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of these are reported by schools.
Exactly.
Because the schools, even now the schools are shut down.
Schools, coworkers, or adults who are with being abused, and they don't have that avenue. And it's extra sad right now because we are in Child Abuse Prevention Month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're at a time that in this very month when now we've got our Chief Justice thinking zero bail is going to be sufficient for those types of crimes. And it's very disheartening.
Hey, look, we're going to take a break here, 8:47 in the morning. Here's a quick question. I signed up for a no-call list, and I still get telemarketing calling. If I answer the phone and blow an air horn in the phone, can I be liable or arrested?
I can't.
That's the biggest smile I've seen on Stephanie's face in a while.
Off the top of my head, I'm not thinking of a crime that would fall under.
Is this like air horn assault? Okay, thanks, Jimmy, for the question. Yeah. 8:48 in the morning, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge spring ammo sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-86-693.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. Did you hear me say that? You didn't turn it on till I mean, you didn't hear me say those words, did you?
I heard the very tail end of it.
Yep. You didn't hear me say to hell with it? No, you didn't hear me say that.
No, I have.
Okay, good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the station, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're socially distancing ourselves here in the station. We're sanitizing everything that we get near. The smell of Lysol in the morning. It used to be napalm. Now it's Lysol in the morning. Oh, yeah. I went out, actually saw Lysol. Some that was for sale, and it was only $3.30, which is kind of like, you know,
it's a normal good price.
Normal good price, you know. Yeah. So I'm going to come in here and spray everything down again. No offense, but I do it for everybody, Stephanie.
Oh, please spray all
spray
over.
Spray all
them.
You want. We are not Lysoling people as they come through the door, though.
I walk around the office with a can of that, spraying our banisters, our doors, our handles,
doorknobs, everything.
Walking around talking to people, I've got a can of Lysol in my hand. Just because I'm helping, you know, I want to try to any there's several of us
do.
That do
the
that.
The new pepper spray.
Yeah.
The new pepper spray, yeah. Hey, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Morning.
Oh, just, you know, day, what is this? This is March the, March the 48th or
yeah.
Something like that.
March the 48th.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, it's, there's no question about it. We need more deputies, deputy sheriffs in Shasta County. Frankly, most of the counties need more deputies. But the problem is that every time our law enforcement tries to do their job, the state of California changes the rules on them. I mean, first part of this program was all about that. And I really kind of appreciated Ron's call You know, I think it's typical, or more typical than just people like him. I think he's more typical of people like all of us, in the fact that we're trying to figure out a way to, you know, to solve this problem and protect ourselves. In 2009, 2010, the district attorney of Shasta County came to the Tea Party, and he gave us a sheet and a lesson on how to do a citizen's arrest. Maybe that's something that the county should start doing. You know, maybe have a few people in that are, you know, that are experienced, maybe people that were in law enforcement, and they could be teaching this class to folks so they would know how to detain somebody in a lawful manner. And at what point do you feel your life threatened? When the guy gets out of the car and comes at you with something? I mean, is your life threatened at that point? Is your life threatened at the point where he's in your car, maybe trying to start it up and run you over? I mean, at what point does that happen? So I think that I don't know how much good, as we go on in the future, law enforcement as it is can do for us. We just can't keep hiring more law enforcement when the state changes the rules on you guys.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Terry. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating how often they're changing the law.
It is. You know that, yeah. And this is just an example, you know, just what's happening with the zero bail.
Right.
And the law, you know, like when Ron's asked questions, you think, why would somebody ask that question? It's because they have to.
Yeah.
Because this is what you're going to do. And we still haven't even seen the worst case of this when the police are going to start filling out these two-page forms, including a 145-word description of why you stopped somebody.
Yeah.
And the decisions that officer has to make, including what gender they are, without asking.
Right. Which,
yeah, thanks,
how does that even make sense? It's like it's forcing them to make a racial profiling decision,
yeah,
when they're not supposed to. So yeah. It's absolutely crazy, yeah, the way they're changing the law.
In this last 4 minutes, can you hit the ones about the that people should really be looking for? Now, you know, people are going to be trying to take advantage. You know, money's coming into your account, but I'm sure there's phone calls says, hey, look, if you want to get your money, we'll do this for you, but you have to pay us.
Oh, yeah. There are people who are out there already saying, I can get that check to you faster for this fee. Those are scam. That is not the case. The government is not working with people who can get the check to them faster. You're not going to get any request from the government for confirming your social security number, confirming your personal information, or sending you emails about it. That is not the way this is working. Right now, everything is direct deposit going into people's existing accounts,
yeah,
that they did their taxes with. You don't have to do anything. So just that is huge right now, and you just really have to be diligent. You have to be cautious. You have to just wait and let that check come to you. And if it's the situation where you're going to end up getting a paper check, because there will be some of those people,
mm-hmm,
in May, that's going to be a bit of a different process, but that hasn't started yet.
Right.
So anyone calling you right now saying, I can get you your paper check quicker, that's not going to be the
case.
It's
not true.
It's just simply not true.
Yeah. And anybody calling wanting information, personal information, to help you get your, you know, your small business loan or anything like this, it's just wrong. They're not,
yeah,
doing it. It goes through the banks. It goes through they will not do it that way. You know, when we tell people this, I know,
right,
bright people have been caught up,
right,
in these things.
Right. And, you know, small businesses, they can go to the Small Business Administration, sba.gov/coronavirus, and they can get accurate information on ways to get those loans. It's not going to be the person who's calling them on the phone, who's doing that type of information.
Let me ask this real quick.
Yes.
And if we go over, we go over. What's happening in the court systems? I mean, are the courts open?
Oh, the courts. So right now, the misdemeanor courtrooms, which is Departments 9 and 10, are closed.
Okay.
So those misdemeanor cases are not being heard. The only courtrooms that are open for criminal cases are Departments 1 and 2, and they're really only being opened up for felony in custody or misdemeanor in custody cases. So if,
okay,
there's misdemeanors that are in custody, they're now being heard in Departments 1 and 2. There are some out-of-custody felony cases that are still being heard in Departments 1 and 2, but we're not doing jury trials. We're not doing most preliminary hearings, and those types of any hearings are being continued. There are some that have to go that are being done, very limited.
Okay.
But you're not going to be called in for jury duty. Misdemeanor cases, almost all of them are being continued.
Well, I have time for juries now.
Yeah, it's like everybody's got time to sit on the jury now.
Probably volunteer. I'd like to be on a jury now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not so fast.
Yeah.
You know, Stephanie, thanks so much for being with us. You know what? You know, Terry said, people saying, hey, I agree with Terry on this one. And, but it's right. But I think the idea of, something that's clear about a citizen's arrest, you know, what can you really do? Mm-hmm. You know, that might be an interesting show. And so maybe next time, you know, spin the segment on that, that what can you do to protect yourself or your property? Can you do a citizen's arrest? And what are the, you know, what are the, you know, boundaries on this
thing? And not end up in some type of liability yourself, because we don't want
that. That's the last thing you want.
I mean, that's why we have rules and laws in the community.
But, yeah, but we obey those.
Sure.
It's the criminals that have a real problem with this. Again, thank you so much for being with us today.
I know
it's frustrating the way things change like this, but I really like the idea, you know, that, you know, the morale and keeping your people going and all that, Stephanie. Yeah. So stay safe out there. Tomorrow, Donnell Ewart of Health and Human Services will be joining us, and hopefully Adam McElvain